Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank for the post-game report. Jeff Logum, along with Pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli. Really the tale of two halves today against the Houston Texans. You take the lead in halftime 13-10. And unlike last week against the New York Giants, you come out in the second half not really able to generate much offensively or defensively.
Yeah, you know, going to halftime, the only thing you'd be a little bit frustrated about is maybe settling for field goals where you felt like maybe you had some opportunities to stick it in the end zone. But you controlled the first half. They were doing a lot of good things. You know, you gave up that one big run to Arian Foster for 51 yards. But besides that, you had to feel pretty good. Boy, in the second half, after a three and out, then they go 17 plays, and from that point on, they really controlled the entire pace and tempo and the entire second half.
Well, and the pace and the tempo that they were able to control was in large part to the guy you talked about, Arian Foster. He's missed some games this year. He's one of the top backs in the league. He's not at the top because he's missed the games, but he's clearly back to the form that he had when he led the league in rushing a few years back.
Well, he's one of the best two backs in football between DeMarco Murray and Arian Foster. You know, throwing Jamal Charles, but he's right there with the best of the best. And he's running the ball like he did two or three years ago when he was the elite running back in the NFL. He's very shifty and slides around in there and doesn't take big hits. And he has that excellent vision in the zone game. He just does it so well as anybody.
And got to give credit to the Houston Texans offensive line. The last couple of years, they've been a little bit off. This year, it looks like they're back. They're protecting the quarterback very well and running the ball very effectively. Now, the second half for the Jaguars defense. This Jaguars defense is known for having a strong red zone defense. In today's game, they were 0-for-3 in the red zone against the Houston Texans. A little bit uncharacteristic.
Yeah, listen, you know, the offensive line was outstanding. I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage, and something we haven't seen very many teams do against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really no pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick all day long. And, you know, Dwayne Brown, their left tackle, is probably playing the best of his career right now.
Pro Bowl player.
Yeah, he's one of the best left tackles in football. And they controlled it from the start. And when you can control the line of scrimmage, speaking about the red area, that's when you score touchdowns because you're able to run the ball in. Those windows get tight. It's hard to throw the ball when you get closer to the end zone. And they didn't have to. They just ran it right in.
Well, and the Houston Texans on the first three possessions of the second half were able to put together a touchdown and then a touchdown and then a drive for a field goal. And part of that was the interception by Blake Bortles. And be honest, I think he's fortunate. There were a couple other near interceptions that that he could have had in this ball game.
Well, especially late. You know, you start pressing, you start trying to do things. You know, it wasn't great in the second half. I thought he looked good in the first half, really threw some good balls. And, you know, Marquise Lee with the big play. And but, you know, Jeff, it's kind of the same story with the offense, really no consistency. Can't build on one drive to the next. We talked about it in the booth a little bit. When's the last time this team had back-to-back scoring drives? It's been very difficult, and it continues to be a struggle to get the ball in the end zone.
Now, one of the keys for the Jaguars offense today was blocking J.J. Watt. I thought overall that Sam Young, who's playing for the injured Austin Pasdor, did a pretty good job. He gave up the one sack. Now, J.J. Watt had three sacks in the ball game. Two of them were he was unblocked and basically on a count of four in kind of bootleg type of pass protection. But overall, pretty good job against J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, if he wasn't disruptive where he was creating havoc. And
not like he can be.
Not like he can be. Listen, he had one sack in my book. You know, the other two, they're going to go down. They're going to look good for his bonuses and the Pro Bowls and all pros and all-time sacks and all that kind of garbage. But he had one sack. He beat Sam Young on a nice move. Other than that, I thought, you know, he matched up against Sam Young, against Luke Jokel, and against Brandon Linder. I thought all three of them did a good job. And, you know, that's what you want to do. You know, for that group, was it great today? No, but I thought the protection overall was good. You know, the running game, you know, never really got going.
Kind of hot and cold.
Yeah, hot and cold. And they didn't really go to it in the second half. But I think as far as confidence level, heck, if I'm in that meeting room, that's something you build on. I know it's a loss.
As an offensive lineman.
Yeah, as an offensive line. I know it's a loss, but hey, listen, we matched up with the best. And we controlled the situation. He just did not disrupt the game plan.
Well, the remaining weeks that you have offensively, where do you need to find some consistency at? Quarterback play clearly is it.
Yeah, I think it all starts with the quarterback. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And you have to be able to build on one drive to the next and see if you can play four quarters of offensive football. and score some points. You got to stick it in the end zone. You know, I think, you know, we're seeing the emergence of a young wide receiver, Marquise Lee, who gets better and better. I'd get him on the, he's still not starting. Still Allen Hurns and Cecil Shorts are the two.
I wish he had some more opportunities in this ballgame.
I would put him out there. I'd make him my start, one of the starting receivers. He's the most explosive player they have on offense. You got to get him in the ballgame. And then you hope that Denard Robinson can get back to that four game stretch where he's really running the ball well. Because we haven't seen that lately.
All right, I wanted to take this opportunity also. Today was Jaguars Military Appreciation Day here
nice,
at Everbank
nice sweatshirt.
Field. And we are matching here, and just wanted to send a big thank you out to all the men and women of that have served our country in any capacity that there is.
You know, a lot of times people call, you know, they look up to athletes and they call us, you know, courageous or heroes or whatever. And that's always nice, but the real heroes and the real courageous ones in our country are the ones who defend us on a daily basis and not just sacrifice, you know, on a football field, but they sacrifice their lives. And to them and to their families, we can't say thank you enough.
All right, and that'll do it for us here from Jaguars Live. The Jaguars fall to the Houston Texans 27-13.